The following podcast of The Blitz is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, and you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right. Deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code BLITZ101.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
The Rockets with a big win last night.
It's so hard in the NBA to take a one-game sample and really take anything out of it, but it's better than losing.
And it wasn't such an impressive performance that you go, wow, okay. Now, this is the team you're supposed to be.
Right.
It's just much more of they're so desperate that they need any win that they can get any way they can get them, and they need to start putting some together. Colin McHugh is going to enter spring training as a starter.
And which basically means, yeah, we didn't really want to go out and get another starter.
I don't know if that's what it means, but that's certainly what made the Astros, one of the things that made the Astros such a good team is that
you had a guy
as good as him who couldn't crack your starting rotation.
You know, the other guy who I'll throw in that same boat is Brad Peacock.
You start guys like him and McHugh, you know what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to go to your bullpen.
Yeah.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
I like that we just talked a lot of football today.
We just keep on going. Quarterbacks on top of quarterbacks. We reset this in just a minute before I go. Before I forget this thought, I saw a video today about Cliff Kingsbury.
Mm-hmm.
And it had Randy McIlvoy from KPRC Channel 2 was at the start of the video interviewing Kingsbury when he was in high school. And I covered Cliff. I just started for the Chronicle. And I was covering some high school stuff when he played in the playoffs. They played the Astrodome with New Braunfels, so I'd known him from way back then and at Tech and all of that too. But one guy asked me on Twitter, why wasn't he drafted in the NFL? Was it arm strength or something? And he didn't have the strongest arm, but you know what it was? More importantly, there was a strong bias against quarterbacks
from an area
spread systems then. You weren't given a shot. That has changed.
Oh, yeah.
The league is different now. They're trying to hire coaches who coach that, and they're drafting players who play in that early.
Yeah.
Number one, it's a different world.
All those Texas Tech quarterbacks that played under Mike Leach, you know, I guess Kingsbury is the most prominent because he's the one who's had the most success, albeit not as a player. I don't know that any of them had any real success as a player.
B.J. Simon and
B.J. Simmons.
They all put up big numbers and stuff, but it wasn't, none of them did anything on the next level.
All those guys now, though, would get looks.
Yeah.
And deservedly so. And, you know, Patrick Mahomes is physically got gifts that none of those guys ever had, but...
But he's also given opportunity, and they're changing offenses to fit these guys.
That's the key.
I mean, it's Mahomes, yeah. But you said Mahomes, my ear heard Baker Mayfield, but I was like, is Baker Mayfield more physically talented than Kevin Cobb?
No,
you know,
No.
But but Kevin Cobb was, what, a third-round pick? Mayfield's number one overall?
Baker Mayfield was like a walk-on. He couldn't get on the field.
Yeah.
And then he transfers, and then all of a sudden, you had number one pick.
These NFL coaches are willing to let you play your game now and take their chance. And, of course, the league rules have changed, so you can't kill a quarterback.
That's the key. The key is that coaches – the rules have changed, and coaches have adjusted. Like, offensive coaches have adjusted because for the longest time – they were taking these quarterbacks who came from these, these one or two read offenses, always in the shotgun.
And the first thing they did was put them under center.
Yeah, try to force them into a pro-style offense, and it didn't work. That's why I told you, when they drafted Patrick Mahomes and Jared Goff, I was like, these guys are out of their damn minds using a first-round pick on these kids because it just doesn't – it historically has failed in the NFL. Those two guys are very lucky that they had progressive enough coaches who were willing to say, you know what, let's not try to fit you into a round hole. Let's change the hole that you fit. Yeah. And, when you think about how important a quarterback is to a franchise's success, it really seems elementary that's what you would want to do. You draft a quarterback, whoever you draft, you build your team around them. Mm-hmm. But these coaches, they're always there's the egos on these coaches that are like, I run a 3-4. You can't fit a 4-3. So they hire
can't draft you.
Yeah.
And worse than ego, though, it seems like a lack of intelligence where I need a quarterback. I want him to be 6'5 and pocket guy. So you want Tom Savage?
Yeah, sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
You would want Tom Savage.
Trust me.
No.
Hey, now, let me say this. We're talking about the 80s. I don't remember what year that poster came out. It was late 80s. If someone who looked like Ryan Mallett walked in the room, quarterback coaches back then would be like, oh, boy.
This is perfect.
Brock Osweiler. These guys, they all look the part. Ryan Mallett could throw the ball to the moon. Mm-hmm. He's just not a good quarterback. When you look at him, it's like, man, you see that, like, he's the perfect example of a combine guy. You see that guy in shirt and shorts, and he's 6'7", and he throws the ball, 60 yards on a line. You're like, oh my God, imagine what we can do with this guy. But then you realize, oh, he doesn't know how to play quarterback. Or he's just a moron.
And Tom Brady doesn't look good in shorts and runs like a praying mantis. And I was going through it early, if you guys missed it, of how few 300-yard games he had in his first few years in the league. Well, guess what? They changed the offense.
Yeah.
They spread it out.
Yeah.
And of course, Wes Walker. They go get Wes Walker. They get Randy Moss. And they go, you know what? Let's see if Tom can throw this. And he's like, yes, he can. Tom Brady's a spread quarterback.
Essentially.
He didn't play it in college.
Nope.
Which is, that was just the system they ran, but I guarantee you, had he played it under Mike Leach, he would have lit it up.
Yeah.
And when they spread it out, Tom Brady became Tom Brady. It's a whole different ballgame. 713-780 is your number. 713-780-3776 is the number. Catch us on Twitter at Degenerates975. At AJ is the real. At my name Jong. At Jerome Solomon. You can text us to the numbers too at 713-780-3776. And of course, talk to us on the HRNP listener line anytime you'd like. We'll move on. Good quarterback stuff, though. That is one fun thing about this current NFL. Quarterbacks get much too much discussion, but those are good discussions. What else is there to talk about? I mean, you can't really get a good like there's a debate over is DeAndre Hopkins the best receiver. How long can we really debate it, though? There's only three guys to even have the discussion about.
Yeah.
And, it's not even worth arguing over.
No. most of those guys, if we really wanted to get passionate about it, you could do it. But the reality is, most of those guys, they're about the same.
Yeah.
Like,
and they don't win or lose enough games
franchises
for you to argue
about
it.
They
win some games. They don't lose you any. They win some, but they don't win enough.
So we used the Matt Ryan thing earlier. I don't think anyone in their right mind would say Julio Jones isn't one of the best receivers in the league. he's on a 4-9 football team. Yeah. It doesn't always matter, you know. Although the Matt Ryan thing is just so crazy because typically when a quarterback's playing that well,
he's going
to
be.
It's impossible to be bad.
Yeah, I mean Calvin Johnson had year after year of greatness and was like, well. Nice try.
Yeah.
Good run, bro.
Good regular season, bro.
See you in Honolulu.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
If you want to come, you're welcome to go.
Oh, your postseason is always in Hawaii.
Automatic. Yeah, it's just a different world. The Rockets won last night. We got into a little bit of that. There's a lot of discussion about the trade possibilities coming up and some no name that gets me all that excited. I know in a few days, on the 15th, the players who signed as free agents will be eligible to be traded. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be some activity here. But, you know, as we're talking about Jeff Luno and the Astros making moves to shore up whatever needs to be shored up, or certainly to fill out the full starting rotation without having to move Colin McHugh or Peacock into that and keep them in the bullpen. Those opportunities aren't just there for the NBA. You can't just go.
No.
You know what? We need a LeBron James type. Let's just go get one of them.
Yeah.
They don't really come like that.
No, it's very rare. I mean, even that you can get a big time free agent, it's pretty rare because the big time free agents typically they're going to like one of three or four teams. But when the Rockets were able to trade for Chris Paul, that was a
That's technically a free agent move. I mean, it was technically a trade, but it was a free agent move.
Right? But that was a rare opportunity.
Very rare.
And
the guy has to want to come.
No doubt. So it obviously was very impactful, but how many guys are there out there that want to do it? And I've long said, I don't know that if you say, hey, do you want to come be the second best player and play second fiddle to James Harden? I don't know that there's a lot of superstars in the NBA that are like, that sounds great.
We've had that argument many times, but we saw Chris Paul said he would do it.
Chris Paul's also in the twilight of his career.
Dwight Howard said he would do it.
How'd that work out?
But he said he'd do it.
Of course, he said he'd do it. But I mean,
I think that's overblown. But I can certainly see your point. But there aren't a lot of guys going to be second fiddle. With anybody,
right?
You know, so even that is.
But
you know,
the difference is, if I say, "Hey, you're going to be second fiddle to LeBron James," almost everybody would jump at that opportunity because, hey, I've got a chance to win a title. You know, Kyrie Irving loved that opportunity until he won a title. Then he's like, I want to go be the man somewhere. Yeah, I got mine.
But is that all on James Harden, or is some of that on?
I just don't think
some of that on. Let me finish the point real quick. Or is some of that on LeBron James being one of the greatest, and on the darn Golden State Warriors making it seem like, well, you just can't go and play with James to win a title. That, you know, like if Kawhi Leonard, forget salary cap and all that stuff. If Kawhi Leonard said, "I would go play with James and win a title," no, you're not. You come play with James Harden.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean you're going to win a title.
Right.
Because the Warriors are there and LeBron is there. So,
but there are guys now, like when DeMarcus Cousins becomes a free agent and he's like, I'm going to take the veterans minimum to go play with the Warriors.
Right. That's not James Harden's fault. That's what I'm saying. That's on the Warriors.
But that's what
I'm saying. The Warriors have messed it up for everybody.
Maybe they did.
That's my point.
My point is, I don't think, and I've always said this, I stand by it. A team, if James Harden's your best player, you're probably not winning an NBA title. He almost proved me wrong this year in the best year of his career. Mm-hmm. I don't know that he's going to have another opportunity to do it.
Yeah.
But I think that maybe there are guys around the league who feel the same way. I think maybe guys thought that about Kevin Durant until he went to the Warriors, that if you're the second best, if Kevin Durant's the best player on your team, maybe you're not a championship team.
And I thought people were wrong about that. You know, but
do you think that if Russell Westbrook's the best player on your team, you're probably not winning a championship?
As the league is currently constructed, no, because that's the thing.
I just have a hard time buying into him doing it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean,
here they are, the two seeds, I might be wrong.
And of that group, I think Russ is the farthest from it, but I still go, it's because if he's the best player on your team, your second, third guys have to be so close to him for those three to even be anywhere in the ballpark of what the Warriors are. The Warriors have messed up everything for everybody, dude. They've just ruined it.
We all got to take our ball and go home. All right, guys, Christmas is coming, and Pajamagram knows that sometimes it's hard to find the right gift. And you want something that can make you happy. Want something to make her happy? Well, Pajamagram's got the combo right there. How about the hoodie footy from Pajamagram? Something to warm her up when she's freezing cold. Combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas. If you're not into that, no big deal. They've got some sexy stuff as well. They've got the nudie pajamas that basically, they say it feels like wearing nothing but skin. And I'm guessing that looks pretty good too. The best part is, you don't have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, Christmas delivery guaranteed, and they're backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee, so you're risking nothing. Go to Pajamagram.com right now or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. That's Pajamagram.com, Pajamagram.com. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.
Never go back to the AM dial.
Your home for sports is only on FM.
With ESPN 97.5.
And Sports Map 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Oh, well, there's no Fred today. Quit saying that, sir. Jerome Solomon subbing in. You know the number, 713-780-3776. I'm going to help you people out there. Give you a chance to win $100,000.
What? I'll take it. Sold.
And it's an easy $100,000, I do believe.
Do I have to sign a non-disclosure saying?
It does not involve video.
Okay.
In fact, that's part of the point of it. Video is not allowed.
Okay.
Vitamin Water is holding a contest with an award for $100,000 to a person who can go without their smartphone for 365 days. 1 year is all you need. You enter the contest by going on Instagram or Twitter or something and explaining why you're up for the challenge. And they'll choose one participant who will trade in their smartphone for a 2000s era calling only phone. Maybe like an old school Motorola flip
Dude,
or something.
I got to tell you, I was in Vegas. My phone got stolen my first night there. I had to get one of those like burner phones, like where to text you have to hit the button three times to get to an S, and then you have to push.
You didn't get a burner, you got a burst one. had to go back to the old days.
I was out there for 4 days trying to text like that. It was painful.
Yeah.
Can you imagine like trying to get directions? Grand, I could do it. Like getting directions from here to like wherever you want to go.
You'd have to print it out on Google Maps. When you used to print out on Google Maps where you were going?
Man, that was so advanced. You thought you were cool.
Yeah.
Like, I got a printer where I'm going right here.
Well, and now they redirect you and stuff like that, so you wouldn't be able to, like, if there was traffic, you're basically
the
SOL.
Waze and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it'd be more of a challenge than you think. No, I'm sorry, I was going to say, somebody found my phone the other day, you know, found it. And so I had to go get a burner, you know, not burner, but I needed a phone because I couldn't even track my phone because you had to be on the Wi-Fi to get to it. And I was like, I went into the AT&T place to try to figure out and say, the dude was like, man, just buy one of these $30 phones here.
Yeah.
Use that. So I did that. But yeah, but it was at least, it was a smartphone.
Did you find your
phone? It wasn't an old flip phone. Yeah,
because
the person who found it after, because you can, when your phone's lost, you can put in a message that pops up on the screen that says, hey, call me at this number if you find my phone kind of thing. So it was like that for about 10 hours. Then when I changed it to, there's a $100 reward if you find this phone.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I found your phone, dog. Oh, you found it, huh?
This is a white guy, huh? I know that's your white guy voice.
I was hot. But anyway, but it wasn't an iPhone, this little phone. So even that was a hassle because it was just like, it was just different from what you're working with and all that. But yeah. But anyway, yeah, this challenge with vitamin water, if you go 6 months, you get 10 grand. If you make it a full year, you get 100,000. And they say there's no details on how they'll monitor this, but they did say a lie detector test would be involved.
Okay.
But I'm like, well, do you get your tablet and
laptop and all that other stuff?
Yeah, but then I don't use
the biggest question is what do you use to masturbate with?
The phone is the worst thing to call somebody on as it is.
Where are you going to watch your porno?
On your laptop.
What am I going to do? Take the laptop into the bathroom? I mean, come on. My wife would be suspicious.
Maybe at this point, those old phones, they probably have video on them now.
I don't know.
You imagine watching on a little bit of screen.
Tiny, yeah, in black and white. Like, it's not even black and white. It's like green and gray.
It's gray and off gray and dark gray. Yeah, it'll be much more challenging than you thought. Because just not having my phone for, you know, a few hours was you know, you reach it in your pocket.
Did you feel lost without it?
Where's my phone supposed to be here? You know, it's like when you hold your junk and it ain't there, probably.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about what's going on my bookie. Bowl season is in full effect starting on Saturday. You want to get in on the action? MyBookie.ag makes any game more interesting. Who you're betting on is just as important as who you're betting with. You don't want to put your money into a place where you feel like it might not come back to you. MyBookie.ag is the online destination to get action on any game. They're safe, reliable. They've been in business for years. You win, they pay. It's as simple as that. You want to get in on a game that's already started? Cool. They've got live betting. They've got player perks, very rewarding player perks. And for you fantasy guys, you can even bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player is going to score, which I think is wild. But that's the way that's the way things are moving with sports betting. On your computer or mobile phone, go to mybookie.ag. You got to have a smartphone to get there, Jerome. Mybookie.ag, get your account started. Right now, they'll give you a 50% deposit bonus to jumpstart your bankroll. You deposit $300, they'll match you with $150. Use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Go to mybookie.ag today. That's mybookie.ag. Don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. Mybookie.ag.
ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Welcome back into the show. Jump into one of my least favorite debate topics because it made the news today. In a story on The Athletic, apparently more and more college administrators or athletic directors or these people who make these decisions are leaning toward expanding the playoff.
Okay.
To 8. I'm against it.
What do you like it for?
I don't even like arguing because I'm just against it. I always wanted it to be 6 from the before there was a discussion of having any. I mean, well, there was always discussion about a playoff, but I was like, 6 is the number because I think you should reward the top 2 teams with a bye in the first round of the playoff. And 6, you don't go so deep that you got teams in the playoffs with 3 or 4 losses, which I'm sorry, in a college football season, you lose 3 or 4 games. You don't belong. In the playoffs. You shouldn't be in the way of messing up somebody's unbeaten season. You can mess them up by beating them in your conference or, you know, when you play them, but you shouldn't be in the playoffs.
You shouldn't have a chance to win the championship.
Right, yeah, you just shouldn't. And if you go to 8,
You're going to have three lost teams.
You're going to have three or four lost teams. It's enough. You have to. That's just – and I'm sorry. You didn't have a good enough season to get into that playoff. I just don't see it. But I understand why people want it.
Well, here's the deal to me.
I'm just against it.
Like this year, if you want to look at this year as an example, it's easy to say, well, now clearly there's more than four teams who have an argument.
Right.
I would say, well, if it were possible – I mean, there's only three teams. If we could have a three-team playoff.
we could narrow it down and make it less.
Yeah.
Make less of an argument.
I mean, how often are there four teams who have clearly, you know, how many times are there four teams with zero losses? Almost right. Never.
Never. No, it is
so,
never.
Yeah. To me, if you've lost a game, if you get in, congratulations.
Right, but don't.
But if you don't, you can't complain because you had a chance.
All you had to do was win them all.
Unless you're in some, you know, boo-boo-ass conference.
All you had to do is win. Ohio State goes unbeat, they're in.
Yeah. Don't get smashed by Purdue. Yeah. This conversation isn't going anywhere. You're in.
We're talking about it, yeah.
You know, so that's where I'm at. I'm with you. I actually thought when they expanded to four, I was like, whew. You know, because usually there's two teams who are worthy. I would argue the same this year, although, you know, Notre Dame, they beat all the teams that were in front of them. I mean, they didn't schedule a pansy schedule. I mean, they kind of got what the Texans got, and things just broke their way. All the teams that are normally good.
It happens. Yeah.
They just weren't any good.
And I've always been, especially since I voted for an AP poll, football and basketball, for many, many years, I was always one, and again, this is one of those where I understand the argument if it's on the other side. I just disagree. I was always one who I ranked based on what you deserved, not on if I thought you were better.
Right.
You know, I'm sorry. I might think you're better. Like, if it's the first game of the basketball season and Duke loses to TSU, TSU is going to be ranked ahead of him.
Right.
TSU is 1-0 and they beat Duke.
Well,
I know Duke is better, but you don't deserve to be ranked higher. In a week, you'll be back up there and they'll be back where they belong,
well,
whatever. But, you know,
I'm
like that.
The debate that I would have there is Georgia's 11-2. I would bet significant amounts of money that if Georgia and Notre Dame played on a neutral field,
mm-hmm.
Georgia would whoop that ass.
No doubt about it.
But Georgia had their chances. And honestly, if Georgia, and everyone would say, well, they, you know, they barely lost to Alabama. You know what? If Georgia got dog stomped by LSU, if they don't do that, they're probably in right now.
They're in.
You know, the
thing that bothers me is teams, like you say, they lose those games and then act like, well, we have no control over this. Yes, you did have control.
Yeah, you did.
you were in complete control.
Yeah.
Win all of your games and there is no debate.
Yeah.
You know, and when the BCS started and they were picking two teams, there were times when there was a debate because, man, it's only two teams. It's rare, but there was a time where, man, that third team is legitimately like, man, I'm right there. We should be there. And I'm like, okay, I see what you're saying. Win all your games, we'll have to talk about it.
Right.
when's the time there are three unbeaten teams? That's a whole different story. Now, when it was the Texas Tech and OU, and they'd all beaten each other.
Yeah.
They all had the one loss. I'm like, boy, that's tough, man.
You know what?
But
if you didn't lose,
won that game.
You didn't lose. We wouldn't be in this position.
Exactly.
And then, you know, I guess the one benefit is, if you think of it as a benefit, a team like Central Florida would get a chance if they expanded. Like, that's what they're saying. They're basically allowing, if they move to eight, it would be the five conference champions, mm-hmm. Two at large. And whoever the best group of five team is,
my problem with the conference champion, it's to me, it's just not like basketball where if you win the conference tournament, you get in. So you can be a below 500 team, win the conference tournament, you're in, and the team that only lost one game in conference, they still get in the tournament too.
Yeah,
you know, in the big conferences. But in this situation, you know, you can. These divisions, you can be a 500 team in your division and win the division, get to the conference title game, starting quarterback of another team gets hurt in the first series, and you win the darn conference, and you went 6-5, And now you're in the playoffs automatically. I don't like that.
I don't have a hard time imagining that happening in a Power Five conference.
It can happen.
But Washington, they're a three loss team. They won the Pac-12. They're a three loss team. Do they deserve to play for the same trophy Alabama does?
What was Northwestern's record this year? They lost three or four,
Eight, they were 8-4 before they played Ohio State.
So they win that game. Four loss team gets in.
A 9-4 team is now playing for the national title.
And I couldn't argue that they didn't earn it because they won the conference the conference was set up. But I'm arguing before they get to that point that that team doesn't belong there.
And I would also argue that Central Florida, you know, and there will be people who say, well, they didn't get a fair shake because they didn't have the opportunity to play these teams. And I've always said, you think back to that year when played Oklahoma and Louisville and beat them both.
Right.
Had they gone undefeated, I think they would have had a legitimate argument.
Yeah.
But Central Florida, the best team that they played out of conference was Pitt.
Yeah.
Then they played South Carolina State and UConn, which honestly, UConn, they shouldn't even have a football team. By the end of the year, power ratings were between them and Rice as to who is the worst team in the whole world between Rice and UConn.
I'm also with that you can't, I mean, the schedule sometimes are put together 8-10 years in advance and all that. If UCF beats everybody by 30 points, this same schedule, I'm arguing for them. I'm like, hey, they couldn't have beat them any worse than they did.
Yeah.
Alabama could have played that same schedule. They may have won the games by 40 instead of 30. You deserve, but they didn't do that. They didn't dominate their schedule. They won all the games.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, Granada wants to weigh in on this. John Boy, talk to us.
Well, I mean, you guys hold college football to a different standard than every other sport. What the Patriots are 19-0 going to the Super Bowl playing a crappy New York Giants team. Giants win, they're champions, and you're fine with that. But, name another sport that you can't win a championship in college sports if you're a smaller school. Name another sport.
Well, there isn't one.
So what now?
There is not another sport. Everybody holds college football to a different standard. Our basketball, we have eight teams in each conference that get in. And sometimes we had a 6 seed in North Carolina State
you can't have a 68-team football tournament.
In basketball, they
play a lot more games, John. They play 30 games to figure out who's
teams
where.
In college football, dude. But they only play
10 games.
In a smaller conference can get in. Nobody that wins their conference championship can get in unless they're undefeated. I mean, everybody holds college football to a different standard than every other sport.
It's a different sport.
No. Every other, all right, pro football. High school football.
Pro football has 32 teams. College football has three times as many.
125. Wait a minute. Pro football has 12 teams in its playoffs.
And that's arguably too many.
Can I talk? College football has 125 teams and has 4 teams in their playoffs. Pro football has 32 teams and has 12 teams in their playoffs.
Right, that's probably too many.
That doesn't make sense.
That's probably too many.
No, it's not. It's perfect. Because the 6 seed, and it has happened, the 6 seed in pro football has gone on, and we all laud their championship like they're the best team.
But hold on, John. You're not crazy enough to think the 6 seed in a college football playoff could win the championship.
Why not?
Because they
can't. In basketball,
John.
Let me say this about basketball. A six seed does not win the national championship in basketball.
Let me say this, John.
What are you talking about? North Carolina State. What are you talking about?
Are you talking about 1983?
One year made the final
John,
four.
You're talking about something that happened 35 years ago.
So what? It happened.
I mean, do you know when the last time a non-power six conference won the NCAA tournament? Do you know when the last time that was?
Villanova?
The Big East is
Villanova's
big boys. That's a big boy conference.
What are you talking about? It's not a Power 5 conference.
College basketball has six power conferences. Yeah. It's not like college football. They've got five. Basketball has six. That's the way it's been for years. But
it's not even the Big East is not even close to what it was back in the day. It's not a Power Five conference. And wait a minute. And,
no,
and
it's not. No, Power Five is football, but no, for basketball.
Championship. George Mason gets to the Final Four. You guys, come on. You got everybody holds like college football is sacred, that it should not have anybody other than the blue blood. I think it's a load of crap. Well, we should have
the issue is
Central Florida should have a shot. Maybe they wouldn't win, but maybe they would.
You know what?
Why wouldn't you give them a chance?
Because they, you know what? They don't deserve a chance. That's the honest truth.
I know
what would happen.
They deserve a chance. They won 24 straight games. What are you talking about? Give them a shot.
My problem is every time that an Alabama or Clemson gets on the field against a team like Central Florida or some three-loss Washington or LSU team that lost three games and shouldn't be in the playoffs, all you're doing is increasing the risk of injury to players that I want to watch play for a championship. I want to watch Alabama and Clemson play each other at full strength because they're the two best teams.
Come on. You mean like every freaking game that you play in football, you risk injury?
Yeah.
Come on.
So when you get through your 13 games and you haven't lost?
You mean like when New England plays the Texans? They risk Tom Brady every time.
Of course they do.
They're going to kick the Texans' ass. But we watch it. It's a playoff game. They deserve to be there, even though they were 9-7 and they won their division. 9-7 and they win their division and they get to play the Patriots. You know what? In college football, you don't get one loss, you don't get into the playoff a lot of times. Why is college football so sacred that it doesn't get any chance like every other freaking sport?
Because the way you're looking at it, the problem with every other sport is too many teams make the playoffs in other sports.
Is it terrible? The NFL playoffs are terrible?
No, the NFL playoffs, they're one of the only ones who have it right. The NBA?
Oh, they have 32 teams.
More teams make it in the NBA than don't. More teams make it in hockey than don't. That's not what the playoffs should be.
I'm not talking about hockey. I'm talking about football.
Hold on.
Look
but
at
second,
high
John.
School football.
But John.
Look at Division II football.
Yeah,
there's too many teams that make the playoffs
in
high school. That's why teams with one win can make the playoffs. But you do realize the NFL playoffs are not about to find the best team. They're about to make the most money. You do understand that, right?
Well, so is college football. It's not any different. It's a business in college football too, Jerome. It ain't any different.
Oh yeah,
it's no different. You guys hold this money thing. College football.
They would make
a load of crap.
They would make more money with a playoff with an expanded playoff, right?
Pardon me?
They would make more money with an expanded playoff.
Yes, they would.
Yeah. So
they're too stupid. They're too stupid.
It would be
so much better.
You know what would be stupid?
If you're a conference champion, it would make the regular season so much better. Yeah, Washington had three losses. So what? You know what? Go and
you
let
clamoring
them play.
For you,
they were conference
John,
champs.
Are you clamoring for an Alabama-Washington game?
Yes, why not?
Why is the question?
You know why? Because Washington might beat them. And you know what we would all say? Holy crap. Instead of
Washington couldn't score an offensive touchdown against Utah in the conference championship game.
You know
they've got no business playing for a title.
You know why the SEC's won so many national championships? Because they're always in the freaking game. They always get a chance when nobody else does. If you let Washington or Washington State or one of those teams play, maybe they beat them.
Washington had a chance. They just made it a couple years ago.
We've had a BCS, only two teams make it to the playoff, only two teams, and they were both from the SEC because we hold the SEC so sacred. Let somebody else get a chance. That's all. And you never know what's going to happen on any given Sunday or any given Saturday. Somebody could win, but we don't know because we don't give them a chance.
Well, 2016-17, Washington made it. They played Alabama. And they lost 24-7.
Okay.
Exactly what I thought would have happened.
You know what? Utah made the Sugar Bowl, and they played Alabama in 2009, and they beat their ass.
That's not in a playoff. That's about bowl motivation, John.
And Central Florida made the Fiesta Bowl, and blah, 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 and on and on and on and on.
That's about bowl motivation, because when a team's not playing for a championship, they don't care. Half their players aren't even showing up to play.
Are you sure it was about bowl motivation or a better team?
I'm sure.
You sure.
Yes.
I want to.
No. Okay. So you say it's bowl motivation. How about the better team won?
That didn't happen. How about
that
one?
Shit happens.
How about one team has a bunch of guys who are going to the pros, and they're like, "I'm not going to play in my bowl game. I got bigger fish to fry." And all the guys on Utah and Boise are like, "Oh my God, this is the biggest day of my life. I'm going to propose to my girlfriend after the game."
Or the better team won.
Well,
maybe your theory, or the better team won.
Well, if John, you watch these games. If you've watched Alabama and Washington this year and you somehow think they deserve to be on the same field together, then you and I are watching different games.
Okay. Did you watch the Vikings and the Bills this year? Who won the football game when they played on the same field? Okay, are you telling me that you can't win a football game because you don't have – then why do you even play?
Do you want that? Do you just want a bunch of coin flips and then whoever survives the coin flips can play for the title?
No, I'm not saying that, but let's expand it a little bit and give people a chance, AJ. You're telling me that there's no chance of people winning because they don't have Alabama's talent.
And
then let's just give it to Alabama.
Here's the other thing. When we talk about money, trust me, I know, when you say, oh, George Mason made the Final Four, the problem's going to come when four George Masons make the Final Four. And then all that money that the tournament makes, guess how many people are going to watch that Final Four? Guess how many people
–
John, let me finish. How many people would watch a national championship game between Central Florida and Washington?
The only reason the NCAA tournament is so great is because of Bryce Drew and Valparaiso, and because of George Mason, and because of Florida Gulf Coast, and because of all of those wins.
It's because Christian Laettner hits a shot against Kentucky. It's Kentucky, North Carolina. It's Duke, Kentucky.
You know what? That's fine. Oh. You know what? That's wonderful. They end up winning, and that's all great and good. But we love the tournament because the little guy has a chance, and the little guy comes up big sometimes.
There's too many little guys.
That's why. Thanks a lot, John. And that's why we love NCAA football regular season, because the little guy has a chance every week.
I had to get rid of the 64 teams. I think they messed up going to 68. It's too many teams. I don't need those extra games.
Your boy Fred used to push for a 32-team tournament.
I know he does. All right, I got to tell you about Man Centers, the Y Factor presented by Man Centers. Low testosterone can affect your fertility. If you've got low testosterone, maybe you're sluggish at work, sluggish in the gym, sluggish in the bedroom, you can fix it. And we're not talking about injections. We're not talking about going in every week, getting a shot, and then having that crash. Man Centers focuses on enhancing your body's natural ability to produce its own testosterone. Synthetic injections can damage fertility, cause dependency and long-term health issues, and even shrinkage. No one wants shrinkage. Man Centers has three locations, Katy Freeway in Campbell in the Memorial area off 249 in Tomball, and now open in Webster. Great facility down there. Call today to set up your appointment, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book online. It's the Y Factor presented by Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Well, it's been fun, Jerome. John Granato.
That's Granato's fault.
Yeah, just like it was a waste of time to have Central Florida in the playoff. John Granato wasted all our time.
That was good stuff, John.
Appreciate
you, Jerome.
Enjoy
the week, man.
Always love it. We'll see you tomorrow. Stay sportsy, kids.